This is St. Louis Public Radio. Jasmine Dixon, a Black woman, was the first resident of St. Louis to die from the coronavirus. As of April 12th, 17 St. Louis residents have died of the virus. At least 13 were African American. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, the COVID-19 pandemic is showing just how unequal healthcare is in the city.
When the novel coronavirus began to rapidly spread across the country, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned people who traveled abroad, the elderly, and people with chronic illnesses to take precautionary measures because they were at greater risk for infection.
I was really concerned and I was really adamant because a lot of the residents that live in North St. Louis have issues already medically.
That's Pam Boyd. She's the alderwoman for the 27th Ward. She was one of the first elected officials to push the coronavirus testing in North St. Louis even before the pandemic became deadly in the city. She says the predominantly Black neighborhoods in the city disproportionately trails other areas in the region when it comes to testing because of the lack of adequate medical infrastructure.
We were already behind the eight ball before this hit because of the not having the services in North St. Louis as we needed in the beginning. And when this hit, then it made it worse.
Boyd says on the weekly Board of Aldermen conference calls, she begged city officials for testing sites and supplies to enter North St. Louis because its residents do not have access to a major hospital if they become symptomatic. Many lack primary care physicians. North St. Louis is home to some of the city's highest disease rates. Health administrators in the area say they treat high numbers of patients with diabetes, hypertension, various types of cancer, asthma, and heart disease. All these conditions make a person vulnerable to COVID-19. For primary care services, North St. Louis residents rely on federally qualified health centers. Two of the three, Affinia Healthcare and Care STL Health, are now testing centers. But they started testing patients for coronavirus 2 weeks after the region received its first testing site.
When I read about testing in South St. Louis and South County and even North County, people did not even realize they missed North St. Louis. And it was very painful to know that they missed a community.
That's Care STL Health's Chief Executive Officer, Angela Claibon. She says being weeks behind in testing makes it hard for health officials in North St. Louis to contain the virus in their area.
We're already at risk for being impacted more than other races by chronic disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. Everybody knows that. And so that's why this is such a crisis.
Claibon says fighting against the pandemic is her priority now, but people in North St. Louis are fighting other problems as well.
I mean, we're in the middle of COVID-19, but we're still fighting the opiate epidemic. We're still fighting the crack epidemic. It has not disappeared.
Homelessness is also another social issue Claibon says is plaguing her community. And she's concerned about the population because people who are unhoused cannot practice social distancing. The city started releasing COVID-19 cases by zip code in early April. The zip code 63115 had more than 70 cases, the highest number in the city. John Collins Muhammad is the alderman of the 21st Ward. He says this crisis did not just expose the health disparities that already existed in the zip code he represents, 63115, but it also unmasked the years of other inequities the community has endured. Though many North St. Louis leaders believe city officials left their communities out of the COVID-19 plan, the city's health director, Dr. Fred Eccles, says that is not the case because resources are scarce for the entire city.
We know that conditions or illnesses are introduced into a community when it makes its way to those communities that are economically disenfranchised, have high levels of poverty, the health outcomes are typically worse. And so we wanted to make sure that we get our best to provide equitable access to COVID-19 testing.
Eccles says that equitable access was divided between Affinity and Care STL, and his department is working to add more locations. However, after a week of testing, Care STL's CEO was advised to scale back because the city does not have enough kits to give the center. Care STL's first batch of testing kits were donated by local health systems. The city agreed to send 2,500 kits, but Claibon has only seen 1,000 of those. Care STL Health has two testing sites in North St. Louis, both in jeopardy without additional testing kits. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.